Hi, this is a dictation for Damien Southall, D-A-M-I-E-N-S-O-U-T-H-A-L-L. Damien Southall, date of birth is 2/17/92. Date of accident is 7/28/2025. Chief complaints are the date of action 7/28/2025. Severe pain in the back, in the lower back and upper back. Pain in the left shoulder area. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a lift car on 7/28/2025 at 2 a.m. He was traveling with his girlfriend and a driver of the lift car. The vehicle they were traveling was a Dodge Caravan at unknown speed. They were traveling at Grand River and Ohio West, where the accident happened, in Detroit. And the patient reports that their car was sideswept. The driver of the other car was drunk driver at 40, 50 miles an hour speed in an unknown car while they were traveling on a Grand River westbound. The damage on the car is on the passenger side only. While injury-wise, the patient reports that ambulance pulled him out of the car as he could not move out of the car. His neck jerked, leading to whiplash. There was no direct head trauma and no bleeding, no laceration. And he suffered from fracture of the neck as reported by the CT scan. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The patient went to the emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital, where a CT scan and x-rays were done, and was discovered that he has a fracture of his neck. And the patient was released from the hospital same night. Thereafter, the patient saw Dr. Abraham Bachu for 2 visits, and he was put on lidocaine patches, narco pain medication. He done 20 visits for physical therapy, and no other investigation or treatment has been given. No MRI has been done according to the patient. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from moderately severe pain in the neck, which is 8, lower back pain is 10. Patient has occasional radiation to the back of the both thighs in S1S2 dermatome fashion, but not too often. And neck pain is 8, possibly radiating to the left upper arm, but patient also has a pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 8. He has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees in abduction and forward flexion, and some motor weakness is reported. There is no numbness or tingling of the fingers. No numbness or tingling of the foot or toes is reported. He can walk pretty good without any adaptive devices. No problem in walking. And so far, he's stable. Overall, these pains are described as throbbing, constant, and 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by walking, standing, driving, sitting, bending, even coughing, and relieved by medications only. So, associated with some numbness of the tingling of the right upper arm and muscle weakness of the right upper arm is reported by the patient. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. In addition, patient has lightheadedness and difficulty walking, depression, sleep disturbances, and motor weakness of the left arm. He also suffers from headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're located to the front of the head. Severe, off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea. There is associated dizziness, vertigo, but denies any ringing in the ear, no loss of memory, no vision problems, no balance problem, no orientation problem, no smell or taste problem, no pain in the TMJ. Patient has only X-rays, MRI, CTs, X-ray and CT scan at Henry Ford Hospital and no other investigation. Please review the records for the system review for surgery for allergies, for family history, employment, legal, personal history. Thank you. Physical examination, and for ADLs also. Physical examination, 33-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. He's sitting well. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified. There's no overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or any pain or any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal, musculature examination. Reveals that patient has spasm of the cervical, thoracic and quadratus lumborum muscle with many trigger points. In the cervical fiber and thoracic fiber, the trapezius bilaterally as well as quadratus lumbar were more so on the left side than the right. SI joints are found to be tender. The range of motion of the neck is quite diminished due to the stiffness and spasm of the cervical trapezius. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of C567 and L4, L5, and bilateral SI joint. With paravertebral muscle spasm, L1, L5, 1 plus hypertonicity. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 40. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 10, is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the spurling sign was found negative. And Hoffman sign was negative. Lerma test was negative. Destruction test was negative. Roos test, lump test negative in thoracic spine. Lumbar test, lumbar spine, Wyszynski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. CLR is positive. Chem test is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints are tender with positive fiber test and positive Dawson test. The tending flexion test, Ely compression test, and destruction test was negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely negative. Please use the template. Examination of the left shoulder reveals normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation, no fractures, no contusions, no tender spots in palpation, no swelling. Special tests were conducted and Hawken Kennedy test was positive. And speed test, near test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Muscle strength is 4/5. Distally, the Phelan test tunnel sand sign is negative for carpotunnel, and patient has a good grip, normal circulation, normal reflexes. The right side is completely normal. The lower extremities are also found to be completely normal. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with an order for physical therapy to continue 3 times a week to the affected area, which is neck, lower back, as well as the left shoulder and muscle spasm in the trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle, paravertebral muscles. Medications are provided, which are as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Sifex 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet 2 times a day for 30 days for pain relief. Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder. Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for mood and anxiety. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy pain and for headaches. Patients provided with Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. MAPs were reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan is yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Regarding the medical records and MRI findings, we are investigating and trying to obtain the medical records from Henry Ford Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are recommended. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care are all negative. No new investigation is being ordered. Patient is provided with the order for back brace, tense unit, for further healing. Education, yes. Follow-up visit is in 10 days. Direct contact, yes.